Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with a high of 40. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 25. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. As 2019 begins, the Fairfield Police Department is encouraging the public to report any incident in which they are a victim, such as entering an unattended vehicle or trespassing on property. The department says an investigation may lead to additional evidence in other cases and could potentially help in their closures. Anyone with information of criminal activity should call the Fairfield Police Department at 842-2151, the Wayne County Sheriff's Department at 842-6631, or the Wayne County Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. More news next.
As we wrap up this holiday season, Serendipity Card and Gift would like to thank all of our loyal customers for shopping local throughout 2018. In 2019, Serendipity will continue to offer great merchandise like Myra bags, Simply Southern, Rock Bottom soaps, home decor, and more. All remaining Christmas merchandise is now 50% off. Every end marks a new beginning, so Serendipity wishes all their customers a very happy and prosperous new year.
In other news, the Fairfield Police Department has postponed the monthly test of the storm warning sirens in both Fairfield and Wayne City to Tuesday morning at 10. The test will return to the first Tuesday of each month in February. The department is also investigating a report of vandalism at the Fairfield Public Swimming Pool. Police say unknown subjects entered the restrooms there, painted graffiti on the walls, and left trash throughout the structure. Anyone with information on the vandalism should contact Fairfield Police. More information has been released regarding yesterday morning's crash on Interstate 64. According to police reports, 26-year-old Chatham resident Mick E. Nolan was headed east in a 2014 Nissan Altima and ran off the right side of the roadway after a semi-truck came to a sudden stop in front of him. Nolan then ran through a fence and struck several trees before coming to a stop. No major injuries were reported in the crash, though the car sustained over $1,500 damage. A tow truck was called to the scene due to disabling damage to the vehicle. The Wayne County Ambulance Service and Fairfield Rural Fire Protection District responded to the scene along with county deputies. 69-year-old Fairfield resident Stephen K. McCormick was arrested by Fairfield Police Monday night on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol. According to police reports, at approximately 9:28, officers were dispatched to the intersection of Linegar Road and Windsor Lane to investigate a crash. Upon their arrival, officers observed McCormick in the driver's seat of a blue 1997 Jeep, which was in a ditch. He was injured and transported to Fairfield Memorial Hospital. After his treatment there, McCormick was arrested for driving under the influence and transported to the Wayne County Jail. At the jail, he submitted to a breath test and registered a 0.173 blood alcohol content, over twice the legal limit of 0.08. He was then lodged in the jail and held, pending the posting of $120 bond. 41-year-old Fairfield resident Jamie A. Church was arrested by county deputies near midnight this morning on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol. Church was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $595 bond. 20-year-old Carmi resident Alexis H. Bowles was arrested by Carmi City Police yesterday afternoon on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving with a suspended license. Bowles was transported to the White County Jail and released after posting $500 bond. Clay County resident Circuit Court Judge Robin Todd has announced his resignation and retirement, effective January 18th. The 4th District Circuit Court system is now seeking applications from Clay County attorneys who would like to replace him. Application information is being taken by the 4th District Chief Judge's Office in Vandalia, as well as by Todd and Clay County Circuit Clerk Crystal Ballard. The deadline to apply is January 17th. The Chief Judge of the State Supreme Court, Lloyd Carmeier, will name Todd's replacement. A controversial new law will allow Illinois courts to remove a person's guns if they may be a threat to themselves or to others. The state has joined a dozen other states with the adoption of a so-called red flag law, which allows firearms to be temporarily confiscated from people a judge determines dangerous. It also allows family members or police to ask a judge to temporarily take guns from a person they think could be dangerous. Opponents of the law say it could be a slippery slope and could be used to unfairly strip away rights from people who haven't been convicted of crimes. Those for the new law say it could save lives by stopping some shootings and suicides. The petition to take away guns is just the first step of the new law. Within a week of that petition being filed, there must be a hearing on whether to issue a full restraining order or not. Petitioners will have the burden of proving, by clear and convincing evidence, that the respondent poses a significant danger by having a firearm. If the judge decides to file the order, the person would have to step away from guns for up to 6 months. Their gun license would also be suspended, and they wouldn't be able to buy a gun. The new law took effect yesterday. The unemployment rate in Illinois dropped slightly from 4.2 to 4.1% in November, but most counties in the nearby area saw their unemployment rates go up. Clay County now sits at 5%, up 0.4% from October, and Hamilton and White counties each increased by the same margin to finish the month at 4.2 and 4.3%, respectively. Edwards County is at 4.4%, up 0.1% from October. Wayne and Richland counties were the only two local counties to see a decrease in their unemployment rates, as they sit at 5.5 and 4.5%, respectively. Wayne County's mark still ranks as one of the higher rates in the area, though it trails Saline County by a full percentage point. Over the year, Wayne County's unemployment rate has risen by 0.5%, and Edwards County's has broken even to finish November as the only nearby county to not experience an increase on the year. As a state, Illinois' rate has dropped by 0.5% over the year. The unemployment rate for the United States remained steady last month at 3.5%. And it has dropped by 0.4% over the year. The Illinois Critical Access Hospital Network recently recognized Fairfield Memorial Hospital for its ongoing commitment to exceptional quality of care during a ceremony held at the I Hotel and Conference Center in Champaign. Fairfield Memorial Hospital was recognized for its quality of care outcomes and for demonstrating top performance over two quarters in any domain. FMH CEO Catherine Bunting said it was truly an honor for her team to be recognized for their dedication to delivering a healthcare experience that patients, staff, and the community can be proud of. The ICAHN is a network of 55 small rural Illinois hospitals dedicated to strengthening the operations of its member hospitals through collaboration. The organization is composed of Illinois hospitals who have earned Critical Access Hospital designation by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The ICAHN is recognized nationally for its work with rural healthcare, and it administers several state, federal, and private healthcare programs. Frontier Community College is offering several stained glass classes for the upcoming spring semester. Classes will meet for 16 weeks, and day and evening options are available. A day class will be offered on Thursdays from noon to 3:30 p.m. Students also have evening class options for Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday from 6 to 9:30. Every class is open to both beginner and advanced level students. Phyllis Gill will be the instructor, and she will hold all classes at Gill's Glass Shed, located between Fairfield and Clay City off Big Four Road. Equipment for the class will be provided, but students will need to purchase supplies from Gill's Glass Shed. For in-district students, a $20 p.m. tuition reduction is available for classes beginning at 6 p.m. or later. Tuition is waived for senior adults age 60 or older, and they will pay only the fees. To register for the stained glass class, call FCC at 842-3711. The college will be open today after its winter break, and individuals also have the option of registering online at iecc.edu. Did you get a drone for Christmas? The Illinois Department of Transportation is reminding the public of some rules you need to follow. Kim Howard reports.
The first thing you need to do is register your drone, even if it's just for recreational use, online at FAA.gov, says IDOT spokesperson Jesse Decker. Additionally,
your aircraft is limited to not more than 55 pounds unless you have a special certification, and you should operate it in a manner that doesn't interfere with or gives way to manned aircraft, so, you know, airplanes.
Decker says there are safety tips you should also follow, such as always keeping the drone in sight, not flying it over people or moving vehicles, and avoiding use in bad weather. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker takes office in less than a month, and one central Illinois lawmaker is anticipating a big change coming soon upon his inauguration. State Senator Chapin Rose anticipates the legalization of marijuana quickly under the governor. However, he has his reservations about the proposal.
I suspect that will happen before the session's out. I've got these people that, almost on every other day, somebody's like hits me up and says, "Hey, if you do this, you could pay the pension payments." Well, let's not be silly. I mean, it's not going to make that much money for the state, but there's sort of this belief out there that legalized marijuana and the tax money will solve all of Illinois' problems. And that's just one, it just doesn't raise that much money in the first place. But two, Illinois' problems are bigger than that. And but yeah, I suspect that I'm fairly certain that's going to be one of the top items for the spring session. So I think that's going to pass. And he has said that's one of the items he did say that he would support. So I think that'll become law sometime in the next year. And then there'll be a phase-in period and all that. They're going to have to write a regulatory process to handle it. But yeah, I think that's going to happen.
Senator Rose says his biggest concern is the likelihood of increased DUI arrests. He was once a DUI prosecutor and points to Colorado, where traffic accidents are up since the passage of their marijuana legislation. Rose fears injuries will increase as a result. Southern Illinois University Carbondale is going to get some new flying classrooms. Reports indicate the university is about to spend more than $2 million to purchase 5 new Cessna 172 planes to teach students how to fly. The chair of the school's aviation programs, Mike Bergener, says the planes will replace 8 decades-old aircraft that are becoming outdated and expensive to maintain. The new Cessnas are 4-seat, single-engine planes that cruise at about 140 miles per hour. Bergener says they will be used in private pilot certification courses, instrument certifications, and for single-engine time building. School officials say the student flight fees will pay for the planes. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Out with the old and in with the new. Simply Enough Scrubs and Stuff, 1 mile north on Enterprise, is moving inventory. In-stock scrubs, including great brands like Wonder Wink and Grey's Anatomy, are on sale. Buy one, get one. That's right, buy one, get one free, and that's not all. Simply Enough is also slashing prices on shoes. 50% off all in-stock shoes. Stop in for a sample of their new Phillipstown coffee, made right here in Southern Illinois. Another door opens, custom-made jewelry is available for purchase at Simply Enough. Find Simply Enough on Facebook. Stop in or call Denise to schedule an appointment.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 38. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 23,379, up 52. The NASDAQ is at 6,676, up 41. Taking a look at February crude oil, it's at $47.37. That is up $1.96. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Lakeland area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 78-year-old Burnt Prairie resident Beverly Elaine Downs died Monday at Meadowwood Nursing Home in Grayville. She was a homemaker. Beverly Downs is survived by her husband, James Downs of Burnt Prairie, sons Jim Downs of Albion, Jeff Downs of Jeff, and Joe Downs of Burnt Prairie, daughters Marty Ritchie of Bone Gap and Kathy Rankin of Grayville, Brother Richard Muir of Florida, Sister Barbara Chapman of Fairview Heights, 14 grandchildren, and numerous great-grandchildren. Visitation and funeral services for Beverly Downs will be on Thursday, tomorrow, at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., with funeral services at 1. Burial is in Liberty Cemetery in Burnt Prairie. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, and they will be accepted at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville, which is in charge of arrangements. 62-year-old McLeansboro resident Gary Ray Nally died at 1:10 p.m. on Monday at his residence. He was a retired railroad worker. Gary Nally is survived by a son, Marvin Ray Nally of McLeansboro, a daughter, Stacy Louise Barker of McLeansboro, 4 grandchildren, 3 sisters, Sherry Hankins of Harrisburg, Melinda Nally of Harrisburg, and Leanne Page of McLeansboro, and a half-brother, George Nally of McLeansboro. Funeral services for Gary Ray Nally will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday at the funeral home. Burial will be at the Oddfellow Cemetery in McLeansboro. Memorials can be made to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, and they will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Heavy metal is out. Polymer is in. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods has a great price on the American-made 5.56 caliber ATI Omni Hybrid. It has a 16-inch barrel and is all polymer. Buy now for the low price of $485 plus tax. One 30-round magazine comes with your purchase. All state and federal laws apply. Also, now's the time to fill up your propane tank for winter. That's at Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today. Mostly cloudy skies. We'll have a high today around 40. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 25. And then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 45. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, partly cloudy on Friday. Friday will have a high of 48 and low of 30. Sunny skies on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 55 with a low of 35. And then partly cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 55 with an overnight low of 45.